This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
You should pull that out. That's awesome.
I got bored.
That's funny. I like
you
that.
Like that?
I
didn't know if that was going to be too old for you or not.
No, that made me laugh a lot, actually. Yeah, I need a little laughter on a Tuesday morning. Welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line. Thanks to our good friends over at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And, of course, Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Speaking of online, that telecast at HoosierlandTV.com, that's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Danginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware, and Industrial Supply. The Community Foundation, serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, and Avery Home Store.
I'm going to get you one of those boxing bells.
Ding!
So that I can ding it partway through and give you a towel to wipe your brow and and your Mountain Dew to get a drink.
Phew.
To make
Thank
it
goodness.
Through all of that.
Thank
I
goodness
mean,
for Mountain Dew in the morning.
Crazy.
I was trying to quit. I was trying to quit Mountain Dew in the morning, so I was drinking coffee.
Lord.
You can't quit the dew.
No.
It is. There's something about it. What? It's like the best coffee ever. Are you a dew girl?
I am. I'm not a coffee girl. So
I wasn't either. I didn't have my first coffee until I was in my 50s.
I don't enjoy it, unfortunately.
No. I like a little, she makes fun of me, I like a little coffee with my creamer.
Pretty much.
Yes.
And that can't be any better, really, than my Mountain Dew.
All these different flavored creamers
that
I got.
No, just one. I like the one.
Tons of sugar in it. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I did the sugar-free for a while, but the aftertaste got to me. It's like Diet Dew. Who can do Diet Dew? I know Carl does, but.
I can.
I can.
Like
yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
I want the real deal.
I can.
Yeah, I can do it. I can do the caffeine-free one, too.
Then why bother? You might as well drink
water.
Because
I like the taste of actual Mountain Dew itself. I mean,
right. I like the rush.
So.
Yes.
I like that rush.
I mean, it's like so thick, you can just feel it on your teeth afterwards.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Good. Gets the soul, gets the heart pumping.
Oh, Lord. It's going to be a deep morning. I can see that
sweet giggle you hear over there, by the way, is Casey Allen, who is the executive director of Coach Kids. And our forecast today, hello.
Yeah.
This morning.
Yeah. I mean, we got a chance of rain overnight, showers and stuff. A little bit of showers mixed in throughout the rest of the week, but I'm telling you folks, do not pack up those winter coats
because
we're looking
at 30s.
They've
backed down the temperatures.
And possibly snow on Sunday.
You shh.
Just flurries, but still, I mean.
I'm wearing flip-flops today.
Those technically are not.
Well, we were.
But doesn't it look cute?
We had people want wearing shorts over the weekends.
So, oh, yeah. I did. I did have my. I mean, over the weekend, I did.
Yes,
to run
this
out.
Is the first of like 8 springs that we're going to have, so.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah.
You know.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
We do have a chance of showers, but it will get to nearly 65, 70 degrees, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Thursday, low 60s. And then Friday, 50s, and then it goes down.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to leave it
goes back. It goes back to normal.
Normal, yes.
Yeah.
But at least I'm not seeing any, like, single digits.
No. No,
that's
think
what gets me.
I think we're going to get back to near normal, maybe a little above normal temperatures for the rest of the
I just
winter,
need the rain, you know, to go away. I'm over it.
Really?
With the dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
lots of mud.
Like that. Yes.
I mean, I know we need the water because the water tables are so freaking low. We're actually in a drought condition, but to get it constantly after we just had all this snow melt, everything is so muddy. It's running off. It's not soaking into the ground.
Right. We're going to be in a drought situation, but that's a different topic for a different day.
Well, the topic of the day is COVID.
I can sit here and talk to you guys all morning about just...
We like that. Unfortunately, we fall right into that.
We don't have to be in a personal drought situation.
Correct.
Because we can do...
Yes. So, yes, one great thing that Hawaiian Shave Ice / Cocoa Beans is doing for us all month long. Maddie over there has created three fabulous drinks for us. And if you have one of those three drinks throughout the month of February, then they donate a portion of the proceeds back to Coach Kids. So
let's talk about these drinks, though.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Empower Lotus.
So I was in the Frankfurt High School the other day, and I walked into a group of students, and one of them that is one of our mentors was like, have you had that Empower Lotus? It is so amazing. I have not had that, but I get the Encourage Aloha Fizz, which is a starry raspberry and strawberry puree and cream. And I get that not daily, but maybe every other day. It's really delicious. And then yesterday we had a meeting with Mike, the director of Mentor Indiana. He's fabulous. Shout out, Mike. And he brought us some drinks in. And Mike and Carl had the banana cream pie chai latte. And Mike was mid-sentence. It was like, oh my gosh, this is really, really good. And that has white chocolate, banana latte, and banana pudding cold foam. So you can get it as a latte or a chai. So doesn't that sound delicious?
Well, and then the Empower Lotus is a blue raspberry, guava, and watermelon cold foam.
Flavor bombs.
That is kind of a flavor bomb. You're right. Okay, by the way, you can get these. And again, a portion of the drinks sold during the month of February go to Coach Kids. So there you go. And this is at the ice.
Yes, we appreciate them so much. So much.
We appreciate them too, because it's always fun to try these drinks, let alone for a good cause.
Right.
So somehow it just makes it better in my mind. It tastes even better.
And I love too that they have a lot of skinny options as well. So for those that don't like to drink their calories, there are options.
Yeah, sometimes a sugar rush is a little too much of a sugar rush. So it's nice that they have those options.
Yeah, I agree.
How's the game drive going? We've been talking about that
goodness.
Quite a bit.
It is amazing. They've brought in over a couple of loads now. And yes, we are so appreciative, United Way, doing this game drive for us this month. We're collecting new games, gently used games. And those will help to replenish all of our game closets in the schools.
Are there certain age categories that maybe you're, now that you've gotten, I mean, we've been in this for half the month so far. Are there certain categories that maybe you're a little light on as far as age group-wise games?
I would say maybe some of the younger, you know, grades. We could use some Legos, for sure. That has definitely been requested. I don't know. I'm trying to think of, there are so many. So we have kind of your standard. We have plenty of Uno and cards. So, you know, I feel like we're kind of good there. But
so like board games and stuff from like 6 to 8 and those kind of,
yes,
maybe even up to 10 to 12 year old.
Yes. Yeah. And this isn't games, but, you know, we also kind of stock with drawing supplies and just different little fun activities that they can maybe do in, you know, the short period that they're meeting. But I like to keep those closets stocked with different things because, you know, you never know what they might be in the mood for, or you might be in the mood for, or, you know, introduce them to something. So we've gotten a couple of great sets of cards, you know, like the Go Fish and the Easy to Understand. Mm-hmm. So kind of that age group of things. But yeah, it's going fantastic. I am super, super excited. And of course, kind of once we near the end of it, we'll get pictures of everything. And I have it stacked at the office, and it just keeps growing. And it makes me feel good, you know. And like I said, we're just very appreciative of United Way, you know, doing that for us and trying to help us out.
So if somebody has some of those items, you know, because as your kids leave the house and you finally start cleaning the closets, you're like, oh, I don't really need these anymore. And they would like to, do they just bring them to you over there at the office or take them to United Way? How's that working?
Either or. We've had a couple of people drop them off directly to us, but primarily they've gone through United Way.
Okay.
So
that's what I wanted to check.
Yeah. So, and then they will be collecting these through February 27th of this month. So
a little time left.
Yeah, we started out super strong, and actually it's, you know, when Corey stopped in the other day, you know, it was kind of surprised that she came in and there were still, you know, so many after the first kind of rush of things. So yeah, we're very grateful for everyone that has dropped off and donated.
You also have been honoring some of your greats.
Yes. So last month, outgoing board president Joyce Jacobs is leaving the board, not leaving Coach Kids. You know, we'll never let Joyce go. But, you know, Joyce is just one of those wonderful folks that, you know, getting her a present or something just wouldn't do justice. You know, she doesn't care about flowers. She doesn't care about materialistic, you know, anything. Me, you know, gift cards, spa day, all the things, you know, and I'm impressed. But for Joyce, we really wanted to do something special. So we have created the Joyce Jacobs Servant's Heart Award. So this is an award that will be given out yearly to somebody who just embodies what it means to serve our community and her heart, you know, just with compassion and love. And Joyce is just kind of one of those, like, I've served alongside her in a couple of different capacities now, and it just really makes me almost sad, you know, worrying about this next generation and not understanding what it means to serve and do things, you know, for others that are bigger than yourself. So, I'm very excited that we have created this award, the Joyce Jacobs Servant's Heart Award, to honor her.
You touched on something that we talk about here all the time, is getting people to volunteer. And, you know, there was a day where you could get volunteers pretty easily, but people don't really want to volunteer as much as they used to for different things. And it's not one category or another. It seems to be across the board. What do you think about that? Why do you think that we're seeing less people want to volunteer?
Commitment and, you know, time. I feel like people are busier than ever. You know, their kids are involved in everything and are everywhere, and their houses are already dividing and conquering, you know, life. And that commitment. And I get that, because that was one of the hesitations before I joined Coach Kids as a mentor. I was like, I just don't know, you know. And then I entered in through the Friends for Life program, because I'm like, I can give 1 hour a month.
Yes.
You know, I can definitely do that. And I had this comment yesterday, of course, that we want to have volunteers that stay with us forever. But if that commitment feels too big, you know, I want people to consider coming for a season, and you'll stay for a lifetime. And I truly believe that once you get into one of our programs or get involved with us in some way, you are going to feel the reward and the benefit and see the impact, and it's going to make you want to stick around, you know, and do more. And so that's what I kind of invite people to do, is, you know, look at it from that lens. Don't feel like it's such a heavy kind of commitment. I mean, it is certainly a commitment. We want that consistency of meeting and, you know, communication. That is extremely important for the, you know, mentor-mentee relationship. But, you know, just to kind of try to break it down, you know, and not make it feel so heavy, so committed, you know, to something.
I'm with you, though. Once you go spend that time, like, the time flies. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, our time is up already.
Yeah. And you're wanting more.
You're wanting more, yeah. And so, and for me, tonight is my night for Coach Kids. And so I'm always looking forward to seeing my youth and what's been going on since I saw her last and catch me up on everything. And then, you know, it's just something now. I remember having that same concern as you. Oh, do I have enough time? And now I'm like, okay, can't wait to see her.
Yeah.
You know, there's so it my brain has changed. You know, it's something I look forward to now that I've stepped in and made that commitment. It's like, okay, yeah. I do have time.
And you make time for yes. the things that then become important to you. And this certainly, I feel like, happens, you know, more often than not. So, and I feel like we have some really great programs that allow different kind of commitment levels. And even if you're not able to mentor, you know, don't ask me because I can't think right off the top of my head, but there's other ways that you can support sure. us that aren't, you know,
like
financial.
These games, like, you know, whatever.
These games, you know, interacting and engaging on Facebook, showing up to events that we have, kind of spreading the word, you know, because sometimes I think I've said this before, I feel like we've kind of been around for so long that we're just there existing, you know, and not that people have forgotten about us, but we're just there. And then for anyone new that doesn't know who we are, Coach Kids, that name doesn't necessarily resonate mentoring, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we this year are really going to do a better job of getting out in the community, kind of reintroducing ourselves, sharing our mission and vision, you know, especially for 2026. It takes a village, you know, just as a reminder that our youth, our responsibility, and it does take a village. And not every kid has a village, and that extends past, you know, families looking different these days, you know, not traditional.
Mm-hmm.
They're blended. They're being raised by grandparents or foster parents. And, you know, everybody, it is everybody's responsibility, you know. We can't sit and complain, you know, about the youth and, you know, how out of touch or this or that. You know, it's if the shoe's on the other foot, you know, it's kind of the same thing that probably, you know, our parents had felt, you know, in dealing with us. But kids these days are just facing a tremendous amount of pressure and stress. And
I hate it when we have to use that word with children.
Yeah.
But I mean, are. That's where we are.
You know, it's honestly pretty scary. I know. You know, right now, big in the news, Haley Busby, and, you know, just the thought of internet safety and how that has become a plague, basically. And sometimes, you know, these predators or, you know, people have infiltrated, you know, your children before you're even aware. And so, you know, something that we definitely see and hear within the schools and our school partners and just conversations, you know, with other folks is that parents really need to have that oversight on the phones and stay vigilant on, you know, what their kid is doing, who they're talking to, what they're doing, because, you know, the adults on the other end are getting really crafty on how to reach, engage, you know, on different platforms. Mm. And it's alarming.
It's scary. Casey Allen is the executive director of Coach Kids of Clinton County, and she is our guest on Party Line today.
Well, and a lot to go along with that, and by the way, like, I have a 16-year-old grandson, and he has done it willingly, given his parents, and I even have them as well, all his passwords for any of his social media stuff.
Yeah.
So, and he has parameters set up on his phone. He sat with his parents and they did it together.
Yeah.
So he understands all, you know, and he gets it. He's had a couple of friends that have gotten not approached, but got scammed in a way, playing games.
Yeah. And I honestly, I'm hearing it in our schools now here in Clinton County. There are issues.
And the other thing is it's trying to get our kids to understand. They think it's just a post.
They're not invincible.
Yes, but it could be more than that. You know, I hate to say it, but I mean, there are a lot of photos that our kids post that I'm like, oh, don't post that. I see them and I'm like, what are you doing? Don't post that. But maybe somebody doesn't know it. Maybe somebody hasn't seen it. And
we're in such a culture where we just share, share, share.
Yes.
To the point where it's oversharing, you know, and nothing kind of is private.
including our body parts.
Yeah, and so I think that parents just asking questions, I know that it's difficult, especially once they have the phone, then trying to put those parameters in. There are so many different tools and apps, out there that can help parents kind of track and, you know, have those guardrails on, you know, when they get that responsibility of the phone. And I understand that kids are getting phones much earlier these days for a variety of reasons. You know, sports, it's the way that a lot of communications are sent out, and, you know, they stay aware, you know, of those things. But parents really need to just stay vigilant and have that oversight and have those hard conversations, because, you know, it most certainly can happen, and it does happen, you know, and it can happen here.
I used to have to break out the, if I'm paying the bill, I have every right to look at your phone.
Yeah.
and even if you start paying the bill, if you live in this household and you are a minor, I still have the right to look at your phone.
Right.
Sorry,
you know,
but I do.
I mean, it's just,
I don't care how mad you get. But
accountability piece, you know, and also for you to be accountable for your children and potentially what they may be doing, you know, like.
Well, and we even had the conversation with him because he has two little sisters.
Yeah.
And we had the conversation with him about posting about his two little sisters.
Right.
And that kind of thing, because they're little.
It's unfortunate that we do have to think that way, but we do. And that's just, unfortunately, the reality of the world that we are living in. My best friend has three boys, so a senior, a freshman, and a seventh grader. And at night, all of the boys put their phones upstairs, you know, in the kitchen, and they're charging up there, and those phones are not with them while they're sleeping, you know, because I think that's where a lot of activity is happening, you know, is in the late hours, you know, of them just on the phone scrolling or doing whatever. And I was just so impressed. I'm like, dang, you know, I can't believe that you do that, you know, but it's just, that's the way that it's been. So, you know, it's no big deal
once
to them.
Once you set the ground rules and stick with them, they just go with it.
Even think about it, you know, if they give the excuse, I need it for my alarm, buy them an alarm clock, you know, I mean, there's ways around, and, you know, if parents could just kind of have a little more oversight and accountability in that piece.
And I think we've lost a little of that, because not only is our life more stressful for our children, but in our own lives.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was a child, my mom was a stay-at-home mom. She didn't work away from the home. Now, I mean, I've been a working mom, you know, all my life. My husband obviously works full time, so there wasn't, you know, somebody there. And when you get home then, if your kids are in things, you're on the go, go, go. Like you say, we got three kids in sports. They're not in the same sport. We're all going a different direction. And so our lives have changed as well, so that, you know, it's harder for us to make time to do those things. And we just have to make ourselves do it.
Right. You know, time to connect with your kids. And I understand, you know, everybody is very busy, you know. And most of the time not able to sit down for dinner together, you know, anymore. But trying to make that time, you know, dedicate time to, you know, really talk to your kids phone free, you know, what's going on, and just listen to them. Sometimes kids just need to get it out, you know, and then they're able to move on from it instead of just like sitting in something.
What are some of the big concerns that you, because I know you deal with all ages, when you hear kids, what's some feedback that you're hearing from them? There are some of their biggest concerns, some of the things that they struggle with more on a daily basis, or something that's pretty big in their lives that worries them?
I think just the social pressures, you know, a lot of them. So I'll kind of back up real quick. You know, I think that we have an opportunity to really engage those middle school students and try to prepare them a little bit better for high school in different ways, you know, by instilling responsibility and leadership skills, you know, and kind of that accountability piece, you know, because that's an age very kind of immature and, you know, they're just trying to figure out who they are, and it's a big change, you know, for a lot of them.
Starting to go through puberty and things like that.
And then they come into the middle school, and, you know, everything is a little more structured, and there's rules, and different things. So, you know, I think that, and Carl and I have been talking, and we've kind of identified maybe some ways to combat that. But I think, you know, we're going to try to kind of work with that age group a little bit better, because then hopefully, you know, they get to high school and it kind of feeds our program and they see the value and feel supported already. So definitely social issues. You know, kids are just mean. Dang. You know?
Yeah, it's worse than anything that we saw.
And then with the social media, you know, like I can't imagine me, you know, when I was playing sports and then having other girls there or people there that are Snapchatting, you know, you or taking video of you or just right. That communication highway is just, you know, so we're seeing a lot of bullying, you know, and I don't use that term loosely, you know, so, you know, that's why parents need to be having conversations with your kids.
And the bullying, you know, is way different. You know, bullying back in my day, you know, I had, my last name was Strange. I would get picked on because of my, which I always thought was funny. You know, I would try and turn it around, so I didn't really. But, you know, there was bullying by teasing somebody. Bullying now can take a whole, like you're saying, somebody can record you and you don't even know you're doing it. You could be buck naked. You could be picking your nose. You could be, I don't know, sticking a Q-tip in your ear. I don't know what.
Well, I think that we've seen, you know, catfishing, girls catfishing other people, other boys, mm-hmm. you know, trying to break up relationships. I mean, the drama just starts much earlier. And when you add phones into the mix with, you know, adolescent, you know, hormonal mm-hmm. Teenagers, you never know what you're going to get. They get real crafty. And so it can really set the tone for somebody's life path, you know, honestly, as far as relationships, you know, and it's really kind of heartbreaking. And I wish that more could be done, you know, but it's so much he said, she said, mm-hmm. you know, and we have social apps that now, you know, you can send something and it's poof, gone. It didn't exist, you know. So parents, guardians, you know, aunts, uncles, you know, have those conversations with the kids, you know, in your life, and check in, you know, make sure that they're being good people, you know, and being kind. I get that it's not always so easy. And of course, you're always going to have some of that, you know, mm-hmm. razzing. And, you know, sometimes having a thick skin is good and it will help that. But more often than not, we're seeing it and it just is taking them on a completely different path of isolation, very untrusting, you know, and then just scared, you know, because they've been burned so badly.
And I think with these kinds of things that happen to youth, then they don't want to come to their parents because sometimes they're embarrassed or they don't want to say, well, I started it first, but now it's gotten out of hand, or, you know, there comes that, I don't want to say anything.
Right. And so if you kind of have those open lines of communication, our settings time aside, you know, to have conversations with your kids and what's going on, you know, then they might be a little more inclined to share that with you. So I just encourage you to talk to the children, you know, that are in your life and show up for them. You know, I talk to my niece all the time, you know, she's 11. And so I'm like, what's going on? You know, I mean, sometimes I never get a word in edgewise because she just doesn't stop talking. But, you know, it's just them kind of feeling supported in that way.
And there's that it takes a village, because sometimes you are, you know, mm-hmm. as the aunts, as the uncles, maybe as, for me, I have a cousin that's older than I am that I'm very close to. And, you know, I would talk to her. And so it doesn't always have to be mom and dad. I think those of us in the surrounding family have to be aware as well and maybe be a backup person.
Yes.
Yeah. Because parents do get busy or they have another child that also they're dealing with. And so, you know, to have other people that kids can go to.
It takes a village.
It takes a village.
Yeah. No, I talk to my grandson. Well, Cindy knows. I talk to my grandson every morning.
Yeah.
He calls me before school.
I love that.
And he calls my husband and I when he knows we're both in. He'll call every night before he goes to bed.
I love that. It helps in the morning, especially. It sets mm-hmm. the tone for the day and their attitude and their mental just kind of awareness. And that is something that we see for some of our mentees that have their mentors meeting with them in the morning. We get the feedback from the teachers. They're more focused. They're more, you know, motivated. And the attitude is just better. So don't ever doubt that you're not able to make a difference by, you know, just one little touch.
And folks wonder why we constantly are in need of mentors, because we have so many kids, but also because as these kids age out and go on their lives, then sometimes mentors are older and decide they're done with, but we need new people all the time. And so don't think that you wouldn't be a good mentor, because, you know,
you'd be surprised. We have such a variety and diversity of people, you know, because it takes a lot of different people, you know.
You're going to find somebody that likes what you like and you like what they like. And I have to say, you and Carl are phenomenal at matching folks up. So
thank you.
All right, anything else before we let you off the hook here that you
no
would like
I could
to
sit
share?
Here and talk all day to you.
Well, thanks.
I love you guys. You're the best.
I think we will be hanging on to this for next time, because we only got to like one thing on this list.
So time flew today.
But I also know that Carl kind of let some things out that there will be maybe more, there's more to come.
Yes,
as you guys get things put together.
Yeah, we're just kind of at the beginning of the year still, and defining with our board, you know, different events and directions and grants, and so much excitement and energy and fresh perspectives. And we're getting ready to add two other board members, and so I'm just really excited about the team that we have for Coach Kids and just championing, you know, for us throughout our community.
Well, thank you. For on behalf of the children and youth in our community, we thank you guys, because this is definitely needed and necessary.
No, we appreciate that very much.
And before we let you get out of here, contact numbers, all that stuff?
Yeah, so we are located at 5 West Clinton Street, just a couple doors down from 51 West. You can pop in our office anytime. And then our office number is 765-654-8812. And you can also get a plethora of information at coachkids.org.
Casey Allen is the executive director of Coach Kids. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies.
All right. Good to see you. I'll see you tonight.
Okay.
Looking forward to it, actually.
Yes,
we're going someplace fun tonight.
Mm.
So looking forward to tonight's meeting. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.